Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's agency devoted to economic growth is not meeting its goals of job creation in the state. That's according to a recent report by the Legislative Audit Bureau reviewing the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The report found that the WEDC needs to improve the way the agency administers several programs. The LAB provided 26 recommendations to improve the WEDC. Emails uncovered this week reveal tensions between factions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Terry Bell has more.
Investigative reporters at Wisconsin Watch broke the story. Matt DeFore tells the Todd Aubaugh Show that the new liberal majority wants to make changes quickly, while the conservative minority wants to slow things down.
We are just trying to push them to tell us what they're doing, which is what these emails show, and then to get them to say why they're doing it.
Jack Kelly says most of the disagreement is over rules and procedures, but may also be revealing about the stakes of upcoming cases.
Who's right and who's wrong? I think it depends who you ask, but I think that the emails that we uncovered show that there is great urgency on both sides.
An open records request by Wisconsin Watch made the emails public. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Lawyers representing Wisconsin voters who are suing to challenge Wisconsin's legislative maps filed a response to Republican lawmakers on Tuesday. The filing argues that calls for Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself are without merit. The lawyers state Protasiewicz's comments during the campaign were within the Wisconsin Code of Judicial Conduct. They also refer to conservative justices who have not recused themselves after receiving election contributions from Republican groups. Misinformation is expected to still be a problem in next year's presidential election. A new study looks at the risks here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen explains.
Brian Hinkle is a researcher with the Movement Advancement Project who authored the analysis. He says states are encouraged to put measures in place to thwart future attempts because he feels election denialism is pushing democracy to the brink of chaos.
157 million voters currently live in states that are at least moderate risk of election denial, jeopardizing future elections.
With Wisconsin having a divided government, enacting safeguards doesn't appear likely. But Hinkle says local administrators can do their part by being as transparent as possible to quell any distrust. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
Republican lawmakers introduced a proposal yesterday aimed at addressing child care in Wisconsin. The legislation would allow child care providers to increase their class sizes and allow families to deduct child care costs on their state taxes. Democratic lawmakers called the proposal insufficient to address the child care crisis the state faces. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. PFAS chemicals have been discovered in 2 out of Pewaukee's 12 drinking water wells. While city officials assure residents that the water is currently safe, the contamination presents costly long-term solutions. The DNR mandated PFAS testing, and while some areas exceeded recommended standards, Pewaukee is taking steps to investigate filtration methods. The 11-year-old involved in a Milwaukee hit and run last weekend has died. According to the boy's family, he succumbed to his injuries yesterday. Eyewitnesses reported that the boy was riding his bike when he was struck by a driver who was recklessly speeding down Fond du Lac Avenue. Milwaukee police have confirmed that a 30-year-old man turned himself in regarding the case. It remains uncertain when formal charges will be filed and what specific charges will be brought. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Cubs beat the Brewers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs tied 2-2. Bottom of the eighth at Wrigley Field. Cubs with men on first and third. Cody Bellinger at the plate. And the ball takes a funny bounce off the right ankle of Brewers pitcher Yoel Piams.
Ground ball off the foot of Piams. Monasterio to first, not in time. The Cubs take the lead. Boy, unlucky for the Brewers.
Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Cubs went on to win 3-2 to take the series 2-3. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
I think margins are small throughout the baseball season. And, you know, there's little stuff that happened, especially, you know, in the last five outs of the game, certainly, that went their way. But That's the way it goes.
Brandon Woodruff pitched six innings, only giving up two runs on two hits. Asked about some of those controversial ball and strike calls by the umpire.
That's one of the things when you're pitching that you try to work with the umpires a little bit. Just try to keep pitching to those spots, and hopefully eventually the umpires will start giving you calls. And you know what, later on in the game, I kind of was hitting some of those spots at the bottom of the zone, was able to get them.
NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst would neither confirm nor deny that Green Bay showed interest in trading for the Colts and former Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor. Gutekunst asked why he cut veteran punter Pat O'Donnell in favor of the rookie Daniel Whelan.
Yeah, tough decision, but obviously Daniel, I mean, he came in and earned it. You know, I think both him and Pat had great, great camps. Pat's a true pro and has a lot of experience, and obviously handled the things the right way. And I think Daniel learned a lot from him in his time here.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a walkthrough before they open the season this Saturday against Buffalo. Kickoff at Camp Randall at 2:30. First-year head coach Luke Fickell
kind of said this morning, it's almost like, you know, Christmas morning. You're preparing for a lot of things. There's a lot of anxieties. Not saying we're trying to push the whole week by, but just to feel the buzz.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
You see, I got my sweatshirt out, man.
Yeah, it's looking fresh.
Man, it was cold this morning, man.
It was. It was chilly all day yesterday.
Yeah, man. It was when I was leaving the house, it was 50 degrees. And I say, wait a minute. Who am I kidding? You know, the T-shirt's not going to work out today, man. I needed to, man, get, hey, man, I've got on some wool pants. You know, it really is and was cold, man. Not cool. It was cold. And, you know, a little early for it, though, man.
Well, tomorrow's the first day of September, so we're coming up fast.
Yeah, man. Let me do this, man. You're a sports guy, right?
Yes, I am.
Listen, man. I'm always walking the plank, right? Look, man. Giannis is making a lot of noise about, you know, well, I'm not going to be hanging around here if you all don't get more players and help me win a championship, and I'm about winning championships, and I'm not going to re-sign if the players don't practice as hard as I do, if they don't make the sacrifices to do. Hey, wait a minute. You make $58 million a year, and you want the Bucks. They've got one of the most expensive rosters in the game. What does he want them to do, man?
I think he just wants confirmation on the state of the team. He doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. He wants to know they're going to be actively making moves to win a championship.
So, yeah, I mean, I know that. You know, I mean, I know. But where did the Bucks ever say they were looking to rebuild? They re-signed Middleton. They re-signed Lopez. They still got one of the oldest teams in the league. Where are they trying to rebuild?
Well, I guess I don't know, but I think this is just kind of a thing you say when you're coming up to a contract extension.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, man. Let me put it in proper perspective. Here's the deal. Hey, Giannis, first you learn how to play basketball. Okay. And you know, because to be quite frank with you, Giannis doesn't really know how to play basketball. He's a great athlete. He doesn't know the game. He relies on his athletic ability. He doesn't have the mental aspects of what the game is. You look at Giannis's aptitude for the game of basketball, and then you look at the Joker. What's his name?
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah. And you look at him. When he's got the ball, he's going to make all the people around him better because his focus is making sure the other people around him are part of the team. When Giannis has the ball, he might as well be playing bowling, man, because it's Giannis running over all of the pins that are standing up, the other basketball players. He's a fabulous athlete. He's physically one of the greatest athletes to ever play basketball. But as far as him understanding the game of basketball, he has not evolved. He can't shoot a jump shot. He still can't. So why is he taking them? You've got, man, he really does not understand pick and roll. He hasn't learned how to play the game. And I will say this. The Bucks should start looking to move him. I know, Kevin, listen. Because he's going to go. He's going to go. And the way basketball is today, he's sending all these signs. Hey, I spent 10 years with Milwaukee. And I was reading an article yesterday. And he said, nobody knows what the future holds. My family and I were good to Milwaukee. And they were good to us. And so he's thinking big time, L.A., New York. Everybody wants him. It's time for the Bucks to do what the Packers did when they moved Aaron Rodgers and got all those draft choices. What I'm talking about, Calvin, is what they can get for him right now. And instead of waiting until he makes a decision next year that, hey, man, you know, I'm going to leave. It doesn't matter whether you got a contract signed or not anymore. They're going to lose their leverage. He's going to go. I'm old enough to remember when a great Hall of Fame player named Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, made a decision. It was just like Giannis. Nobody could believe the Bucks had the greatest player in the NBA. They had Lew Alcindor. And Lew Alcindor decided to go at a time that he made the decision and the Bucks did not get equal value. It's time for them to really look at this because Giannis is ready to go. To be honest with you, he's bigger than Milwaukee. As a player, as a talent, he's going to require even more money than Milwaukee can ever pay. And it's time for them to consider, making a decision. It's a tough decision, but tough decisions are what they have to make. And they don't need to hold on to him longer than they should because he's ready to go. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. And, Calvin, I do understand what I'm saying. I go to Buck games. I know how difficult a decision it is. But when he's making the overtures, when he's the guy all over the nation, look this stuff up, Calvin, talking about and leaving overtures to others in other cities that there may be a chance and an opportunity for him to leave. He hasn't said that before, and he's sending a message.
I'm going to disagree with you on that point. You say he was talking like this before he signed his last extension. Has been saying the exact same stuff. Every time an extension comes up, he talks about how he wants to win now. He loves Milwaukee, but he doesn't know what the future holds. That's pretty much
so. Let me. So,
extension.
Though. So here's what I say to people who make all the money and say, hey, I want to win. Hey, man, if you're getting most of the money, hey, man, take a pay cut some so they can bring in a great player like Damian Lillard. If you want to win so bad, then cut $10 million. You can make that up in endorsements, which is what he's doing now. And then they can bring in a Damian Lillard who can guarantee that they'll win the championship. But if you're going to take all the money, there's only so much money to go around, you know, because they've got a cap. If they didn't have the cap on what each team can make, can pay out, then, yeah, the owners of the Bucks right now have deep pockets. They can pay him whatever they want to pay him. But they can't do it because there's a cap there. But anyway, let's move to something else, man. Let me, when's the last time you were in a mall, man?
Probably a few months ago.
Oh, you were? A mall. Man, that's a prehistoric thing now, man, a mall. Right?
Well, a lot of times I just go to Barnes & Noble. I don't go all the way.
Oh, right. Okay, so, all right, so here's a question. 844-967-2789. When is the last time you were in a mall? I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. I said, man, you been in a mall lately? He said, what? I said, a mall. He said, man, you still go to malls? No, man, I can't remember the last time I was in a mall. You know, I guess they're still around. You know, I drive past and, you know. But, I mean, they really, considering what they were and the fact that, and maybe, Calvin, we don't have to go to malls anymore because of Amazon and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, maybe. I still like, I don't like buying shoes online, so I still usually go to the mall when I need a new pair of shoes. But besides that, yeah, no, I don't. You buy it online.
Yeah, I mean, malls used to be the place, man. I remember going to the Mall of America for the first time. And it was, man, I was young, my family was young, and we went to the Mall of America. And, man, just people as far as the eye could see. You know, they had their own amusement park inside this place, and malls were a great place to gather, you know. But I don't think people are going to malls much anymore. You got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Discuss that on the other side. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, so don't think Earl is turning over a new leaf. There's going to be fire and brimstone in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
What's going on?
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlight, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org. That's joyengine.org.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies today with highs around 75. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 51. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, Hurricane Idalia came to shore last night, and it was everything they said it would be as it devastated parts of Florida. And man, just the mass damage, the flooding, man, you know, the homes being destroyed, and you know, people are resilient, man. It's, you know, it's just like Maui and just flatlined. Their whole, you know, city was just flatlined, and you look at what transpired again with the Idalia last night, and even though there was preparation for it and people did all they could for these, for this disaster, it couldn't stop the disaster from happening. And so, you know, your heart goes out to people who lose everything. They'll never recover the things that they lost. And insurance companies can give you, you know, some relief. It takes time. But in the interim, where do people go? You know, what do they do? Their families have basically been all but uprooted. And then they wind up, you know, just being, well, and listen, I don't want to minimize it, but thankful for being alive. And that's what happens when those kind of things happen. And I got to ask you, man, you know, Florida, I got friends that have left here and went to Florida and Texas and Arizona. They've gone to the warm places. And hey, Earl, man, when you coming, man? It's so nice, and man, the weather in December is 60, 65 degrees, 70 degrees. Man, this is living. This is what it's about. And I'm like, no, man. You know, I called to check on some friends yesterday. And spoke to one in Florida. I said, man, you know, last year, you got wiped out, right? I mean, the hurricane had just flattened parts of Florida. And working to try to overcome. Now, I'm sure everybody listening knows somebody who's down in those areas, Florida or Texas. And I asked him, man, and, you know, I didn't ask the man about, hey, man, you made a decision to move down there. I know why he made the decision. He told me he was tired of the cold weather up here and the snow, which is why most people move down there. But, man, is it worth it? You know, I mean, is it really worth it? Yeah, it's nice to live in a climate like that, where there's no winter. And, you know, I got another buddy who left there and moved to South Carolina or North Carolina. And he said, man, you know what I really did is I traded 3 extra months of warm weather to replace those 3 months of cold weather. So he's telling me, always reminds me of, you know, how nice it is, you know, when it's freezing here. But, man, I don't know if it's worth that. I don't know if running the risk, because you know that's never going to stop. That's always going to be the case. You're always, Calvin, you're shaking your head, yes.
Well, it's not a great time to necessarily talk about this sort of thing, but this problem's only going to continue to get worse with climate change. The ocean temperatures are rising, so the frequency intensity of hurricanes is going to continue to get worse.
Oh, listen, it's, you know, there's no question. And you say it's not a good time to talk about it. This is the time to talk about it because, you know, man, the government is, and FEMA's going to be there, and as Joe Biden said, we'll be there. The government can be there. They can show up there, man, but they can't put your house back together. You know, they can't give you all the things you lost, and the percentage of help that they can give you is minimum because that's not, they're not there to put you, make you whole. They're there to just kind of make sure that you don't have to live on the street. And so we'll give you something. But yeah, man, I as much as I complain about the cold weather and those kind of things, man, I wouldn't trade it, you know, for that, you know. And again, I saw it with my son, lives in Arizona, where it was 107, 110 degrees for 2 months. Yeah, I wouldn't trade the cold weather for any of those things, man. You know, maybe it's just the stability of the area where we are, Calvin, in the Midwest. But no, man, it's heartbreaking. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Oh, keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Yesterday's Hurricane Idalia is today's tropical storm still battering coastal North Carolina on its way out to sea. Some people in its path were luckier than others. John Abrant lives in Horseshoe Beach along Florida's Gulf Coast.
I'm feeling great. The house is still here, but there's so many that are gone.
Lots of people set to pack up and head out for the Labor Day weekend. For drivers, AAA's Robert Sinclair says,
we did surveys of AAA Northeast members, 85% of whom are going to drive to their destination for a holiday. They tell us their average trip is going to be between 50 and 200 miles.
The average price for a gallon of regular gas, $3.82. More than 70 people, most homeless, have been killed in a fire that swept through a rundown building in Johannesburg, South Africa. This emergency services official says,
it is a sad day indeed, but we have reassured our residents that we will do our best to assist them to find closure.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A murder-suicide in Brookfield yesterday is still being investigated. Authorities discovered one person dead with gunshot wounds at a residence on the south side of Brookfield at around 2:40 yesterday afternoon. The victim's identity has not been released. The suspected shooter, a 35-year-old man from Menominee Falls, was found by New Berlin police about 3 hours later, and he had taken his own life. The Pfister is one of the top 10 historic hotels in the United States.
That marks its first inclusion on the esteemed USA Today list. As they secure the sixth position, the Pfister this year is also commemorating its 130th anniversary. As one of downtown Milwaukee's oldest establishments, the hotel, founded by Guido Pfister in 1893, boasts the world's largest collection of Victorian art. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was watching Mitch McConnell yesterday. And, you know, back on July 26th, you know, the world saw this man look like a deer in headlights. And as he froze and his mind just kind of shut down. And I remember saying, you know, with all the things that Mitch McConnell has done, and I think damaging to people in this country, I had compassion for him. I remember saying that on the air that day. Well, yesterday, he had a repeat of that. The exact same thing. And so they tried to get him to respond, and he was frozen. And so they finally took him away, and you know, after a couple of moments, they kind of brought him back over to answer some questions. And then their response was, well, we're going to, you know, have him go see a doctor. What? After what we saw the first time, you would have thought that they would have had him see a neurologist immediately, you know, to find out, because that's unusual, even for an octogenarian to just freeze like that. And it happened again. And man, let me just say that, you know, yeah, man, I don't hold any ill will to him. My heart just breaks for him, because somebody should tell him. It's the same thing with Dianne Feinstein. And people will say, well, hey, Earl, don't you see Joe Biden? Well, I haven't seen Joe Biden freeze like that. And yes, if I saw Joe Biden freeze like that, I would be saying the same thing. Hey, man, this man is, you know, he runs the Senate. The United States Senate. He's dealing with global issues. Marjorie Taylor Greene had something to say about it. She said he's unfit and that he should be removed. She's a conservative. Listen, poor man, I've been reading about him in wheelchairs. And I understand they don't want to lose him, the Republican Party, because of his stature and his power and the fact that so many people are interconnected to him, that if he leaves, there are other people who are going to wind up losing their position, so they'll prop him up as long as they can. But for heaven's sakes, when you see a man in that any human being in that condition, the first thing you should be concerned about is the human being. Not that he's this powerful, you know, guy. He's, you know, and the fact that they have not found, oh, now this is what they say. They said that they're going to have him checked out. I can't believe they didn't have him checked out before. They clearly know that there's something going on. No man of that stature will go through what he's going through and not have and it been checked out, you know, thoroughly. So there's clearly something seriously wrong with him. Let's go to Bill from McCunnan Moore. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Thanks, Joe. Say, I've got two things. One, you know that the Republicans have a double standard. What's good for them is one thing. What's good for the Democrats are something else, especially when it comes to aging. You know, Republicans and Democrats, according to them, Republicans age different. You know, they don't age
did
like
you
Democrats.
Did you see Mitch McConnell?
Oh, yeah, I did. I've seen it both times.
Yes.
I got something to share with you. I got to shift gears. You will like this, and this is because of you and your station. I got on the air yesterday with Dan O'Donnell, and he knows who I am. And he said, boy, you've got real stones calling into this station, you know, with your background, who you are. And I said, of course I do. I'm twice as old as you are. I've been around a lot more, and I know politics when I see politics, and I know bad politics when I see it. But I said, I got to inform you, Dan, Trump is no longer able to run for office according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3. And you know what, Earl? I had air silence. He wasn't ready for that. Then I knew he was Googling it, and he pulled it up on his screen. He said, well, that was written for whom, Bill? I said, the Confederacy. They didn't want them to overtake the government anymore. And he said, well, Trump hasn't been charged with obstruction. I said, Dan, what's going on in Georgia right now? He tried to obstruct the vote. And you know what? I think I had him spellbound because he hung up. I think that called him out. And that's happening more and more, not by me, but by judicial scholars that say, wait a minute, all this stuff can't happen. It's in our Constitution. It was written hundreds of years ago to protect from this. So I just wanted to share that with you, Earl. I thought it might put a smile on your face today. Have a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. I just, for the life of me, do not understand why there's no protection for the human being, for the person, Mitch McConnell. He's given the majority of his life to serve. He's just in a point where he's not capable of serving anymore. And so why not? Why not say, thank you, Mitch, for the work that you've done? But now we've got to find someone else. But what are they going to do? Just allow the man to continue to in the midst of some serious discussion? And then you look at him and they say Joe Biden looks feeble. Man, Mitch McConnell looks feeble. And I'm not saying that out of mockery. You know, that could be me in a few years. You know, I mean, the aging process is real. And none of us can escape it. So it's time. But we can't afford to do that. We'll lose our, you know, we'll lose our control, or soon to be controlled, that they hope that they'll be getting again in 2024. But we've got to have Mitch there. Hey, man, are you concerned about Mitch himself? So really, I mean, if you get a chance, you know, just look at that poor soul. And, man, I just, for the life of me, man, for the life of me, I just, it's hard for me to understand human beings. You know, it really is that you're going to keep trotting that man out. You can say that when Joe Biden gets to that point, or if he gets to that point, then you hear me say the exact same thing about President Biden. But I have yet to see President Biden freeze in the midst of a question, and not just freeze, for, I mean, for in the split second, I'll lose my thought. But man, when you're talking about freezing for 2 minutes, that's a long time. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you say what?
I'd say this, Mitch has to go. Sad but true. And he's made me angry since he sided with the Never Trumpers.
Okay, so listen, CJ. I'm not talking about he has to go because of his politics. I'm talking about a man who his cognitive ability, when you freeze in thought, and not his politics, but there should be some compassion for the man himself, man. You can't see that?
I can see the compassion, but Joe has to go too.
Joe has not frozen. Joe has not frozen as maybe you need to look it up. Maybe you need to see the video of it. Okay? No comparison. What I'm saying is, where's the compassion for that man and the fact that they want to hold him there, knowing that there's something really seriously wrong with him, man?
If it wasn't for a teleprompter, Joe couldn't do the job either. So the mere fact that he goes to Maui and talks about his kitty cat, you know, and you're okay with that. You watch him every day. Mitch has to go. Joe has to go.
You know, man, people say to me when you call, and thank you for the call. People, you don't know how many times, man, you know, people tell me that, you know, why am I continuing to have you on the air? Because it's almost if, and I know that most of the other hosts don't allow you on the air. But I just think that at some point in time, you're going to come to the realization that you can't keep looking at things through one lens. And what's going on with Mitch McConnell right now is not Joe Biden. You can't separate those things. I can. That poor man is suffering something awful. And even after freezing yesterday, again, you know, Calvin, they didn't cut the rest of his appointments for the day. You know what I mean, Calvin? They just kept moving him. After he finally came back to himself, he continued with his regular schedule. Something wrong with that. Don, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. The politics is cruel. We'll be right back.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates
dates and mint marks guaranteed. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-859-1538. That's 1-800-859-1538.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Temperatures reach up to 75 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 51. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Temps a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 80s to the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines and Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I think it's this call that you had on before. Instead of feeling sorry for this poor Mitch McConnell, because I think he could be having what they call mini strokes, and he's worried about Joe Biden. I mean, right now, you know, isn't he worried about the health of this man?
No, he's not.
Why are we playing politics with health? You know, I don't really like Mitch McConnell's policies, but I think it's time sometimes to put that aside. And don't worry about, Joe Biden seems to be very alert.
Well, yes. So it has nothing to do with politics. You know, as I said before, I see that man and my heart goes out to him, because somebody should have compassion enough to say, hey, he's done a good job, you know. For his health and for the remainder of his life, let's take this burden off of this man and allow him to live the remainder of his life, in a safe place mentally. Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mark from Sussex. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl, and thank you for taking my call. As I told your screener, this is probably the first time I've ever agreed with you, maybe other than some sports stuff, which you're pretty good at, too. But, even the Fetterman situation, Dianne Feinstein, Mitch McConnell, even go to the Supreme Court where they hang on until they're in their 90s. That's just ridiculous. But I also wanted to correct Bill, because I listened to Dan O'Donnell yesterday, too, and he was on for almost 2 minutes, and he got just beat up. So, again, Bill, as much as you want to think that you won that conversation.
Well, so let me say this, Mark. You know, I could care less about Dan O'Donnell. You know, this is the Earl Ingram Show. And again, the truth of the matter is, you know, these people who have dedicated their lives to service, you got to let them go back and enjoy the remainder of their lives, you know. And you got to be concerned about that person. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Hi. You see, I'm with you on many points. There's also the fact, if you look at the video with what was happening, the people around him are not very surprised what's going on. So, and there is a muscular problem. They cannot let him out. She cannot move his hands.
Right.
And you see, it's obviously it's a neurological condition. And I'm in the healthcare. I'm a nurse. I can recognize. I've trained to recognize the conditions. So I cannot put the diagnosis. I'm not a doctor, but I can recognize conditions.
So Karina, let me ask you, yeah. Karina, then. So that is not something at his advanced age that he's going to recover from. So why continue to put him in that condition? Allow him to continue to be as in this powerful, powerful position when mentally he's just not going to be able to handle it.
And you know what? I had the same question, and this is what I come up with. Look at the terms and conditions he took that position with. He gave up a lot of power. He gave a lot of layaways and promises for him to actually take this position. I think when he was taking the position, the bargain coined was that is for a very short time. They knew what's happening. They still know what's happening. About 6 months ago, he had a terrible fall.
Yeah, right.
He had a concussion. He had the ribs. And in his age, in anybody's age, it's not a great thing. But when you're getting older, why are we watching older people not to fall? Because it's not the broken bones. It's a healing process. What we are actually looking for, because coagulation of a blood, and you can have a clot and die very often from the hip even surgery. People die in the next 6 months only because of coagulation.
Well, you know, Karina, they move him around in a wheelchair. And so they get him to stand up when the cameras are there. So give the poor man an opportunity to live out the rest of his life. That's all I'm saying. You know, give him a chance to live out the rest of his life and not, you know, before the cameras.
The Republican Party is the user party. They use country. They use law. They filibustering every Democratic move. They're just making noise for no good reason, just to bring the attention to themselves and take away any possible way from the Democrats. So they're going to use everybody around and inside.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
to love. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shout. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.